With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Governor Jared Polis this afternoon announced a statewide mask ordinance, which means that every Coloradoan older than 10 will be required to wear a mask or a face covering in all indoor spaces. The order, which goes into effect at midnight, comes as the state is experiencing an uptick in coronavirus cases, and school districts and third-level educational institutions are grappling with how to safely begin classes next month for the upcoming school year. Governor Polis said he's making his decision based on the data that's available.
And as you can see, the data is beginning to be alarming. We had very encouraging data from June. Coloradans were sustaining it. But there has been some change in the behavior of Coloradans that we need to go back to how we were living in early June and make sure that we are more cautious. We need to make sure that we can continue to maintain the necessary social distancing to avoid the virus exponentially taking off in Colorado. And that's what we're starting to see now. We can still act. There is a small window of opportunity, because if we don't act at the current rate that we saw, if you extrapolate that out, the state would exceed its ICU capacity in September. So that's the bad news. The good news is there is time. There's time to act right now, next few days. I hope it started already from the warnings of the last week. We are really on the knife's edge.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock and Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman also spoke at today's press conference. Hancock said the city has heard from businesses and residents who are concerned about people not wearing masks, despite Denver having a face covering ordinance for the past 2 months. Hancock said the statewide mandate will help with compliance.
And so this statewide tour order is a powerful, powerful tool for all of us across the state. Let me just give you one example. I shared this with the governor and Mayor Kaufman earlier. Denver is one of the top three cities in terms of our airports seeing passengers come through our airports. Well, we know during this pandemic that people are either seeking beaches or mountains. And with the beaches really being places where there are hot spots, they are coming to our mountains. Well, if you're up in a resort in our mountains, while the staff might be wearing masks, the only tool they have is to ask for compliance for people to wear a mask, to volunteer to wear a mask and comply with that request. Well, this state order now gives them the tool to say no one has a choice anymore. We all must wear masks to protect each other.
The Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory, along with the private land trust Colorado Open Lands, has preserved the ghost town Gothic, which is near Crested Butte. Steve Miller reports that this is believed to be a first for Colorado, where an entire town has been placed under a conservation easement.
This will preserve the area, which is highly prized for its scientific, educational, and environmental values. Since 1928, the historic mining town of Gothic has been home to the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory. Gothic turned into a ghost town after the silver market went bust. John Johnson, a biology professor at Western Colorado College, set up a research field station there. Since then, thousands of scientists and students have spent time there researching climate change, pollution, high-altitude ecosystems, and acid rain. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
You can find more of our local news coverage online at news.kgnu.org. I'm Maeve Conran.